Welcome back to 2009, the year Indie Rock broke. I'm your host, Ted Davis. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Staying cool out there as it heats up a little bit. Today we're going to talk about the women of 2009 Indie Rock, because there were quite a few who made a really lasting impact, and I feel like in my past episodes I focused on a lot of kind of dude rock bands, you know? Nothing wrong with that. There's some great bands out there, but you know, women have been killing it since the dawn of time, and 2009, musically, was not an exception to that. I think one of the main artists in 2009 who we can look at that really, you know, is still wildly popular and kind of started to pop off in 2009 is St. Vincent, their album Actor. It's an album, I believe it's her second, and it's kind of arty, definite art school vibes, and you know, she really in her career has embraced queer culture, and it's super sick, and that album is really a great start to a career that would really, you know, now she's playing like the Forum and huge venues, and that's really awesome. So St. Vincent is definitely one of the main female artists whose career kind of built in 2009 that continued to be great as the decade progressed. Another artist that had a moment in 2009 that has continued to kind of top the critical charts and be popular is Fever Ray. Her album, her self-titled album, came out in 2009. It was also her debut. And last year, she finally followed that up with the weird and wacky album Plunge. There's a lot of themes. It's kind of like, you know, a post-apocalyptic take on sexuality. She's from The Knife, which is a Scandinavian kind of indie dance band. Some absolute heat. Great band. Was Best Coast, was that a 2009 band? Let's see. So Best Coast, their album Crazy For You, which really, I guess they're a 2010 band. That's crazy. They released Make You Mine, Something in the Way, and Crazy For You all in 2010, which is a lot. I can't imagine a year where I make, you know, that's 7 tracks before the release of like a 12-song album. That's really impressive. But unfortunately, Best Coast are not a 2009 band, which is a bummer. However, good for them regardless. Dum Dum Girls as well debuted in 2010. Dum Dum Girls were a similar kind of girl pop band. They're really good. Chromatics, what were they up to in 2009, a decade ago? Yeah, so Chromatics also did not release anything. I guess 2010 was really a better year for women in rock and roll. However, there's still some undisputed classics kind of by female fronted bands, but I think 2009 really might have been the last year that white guys making indie rock and bands that kind of looked and sounded like Interpol or The Strokes are having their moment, because now it's almost, it's kind of out of style, and for better, I think, because we have more like women in music. Dirty Projectors are technically a co-ed band, but they released Bidet Orca, which had the, I guess, Artisan Coffee Shop classic, Stillness is the Move, on it. That's a great song. It's a great record. If you haven't heard it, you probably have heard it without realizing it. It's definitely in all types of TV shows and is, like, alongside Grizzly Bear as, like, one of those albums that kind of really had a lasting effect. And you know, Grizzly Bear also are a band, you know, not, they're a dude band, but they released their awesome album, Becca to Mist, which is, like, as much of a classic, probably, as, like, Meriwether Post Pavilion, because, you know, the song 2 Weeks is in so many movies and commercials, and it's just a huge kind of like staying hit. And another band that really debuted in 2009 that absolutely changed kind of the game of indie rock is the XX. They released their self-titled album with songs like VCR, an intro, co-ed, but, you know, Rami Madleycroft is definitely one of the most important female voices of alternative rock in recent years. That's such an awesome album. And if you look at what they'd go on to do, you know, on their following releases, and also just like with Jamie XX's solo stuff, they've really had a lasting effect. And you know, it's been cool to see how they marry like goth rock and like dance music and pop music and lo-fi music to create like something one of a kind. And it's also really inspiring how many people that music has touched. They're truly a wonderful band. I think probably everybody's heard them at this point, even unknowingly. The Yeah 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 has also released It's Blitz in 2009, which is, you know, His Heads Will Roll, the remix of which was in Project X. That's a staple of my DJ sets. That's a great band. Mikachu and the Shapes released some music, and they have gone on to soundtracks and movies. Under the Skin is a notable one. I think Pitchfork said that was the best movie for, you know, score music of the 2010s, which is really cool. I watched the movie, I couldn't stand it, but good for Mikachu and the Shapes. I saw them open for Animal Collective. They were definitely out there in a good way. They were cool. They were really cool. So yeah, I mean, there were a lot of women in 2009 music putting, you know, records out, but I think what was really cool about 2009's indie rock is that it was the last year that white guys really ran the music scene. And as time has passed, it's gotten to a point where, like, the whitewashed kind of, like, Brooklyn dude and band archetype has given way to, like, we look at music now and the critically acclaimed artists are, like, mostly women, you know? And the people topping the charts are mostly women, like Nilufer Yanya, not topping the charts, but super critically acclaimed. Her album is awesome, but I'm not sure it would have reached the same audience. Or like Yeji, you know, kind of the Diplo of today. Diplo's two bro-y dudes. Yeji is like a queer Korean woman. So it's cool to see, I guess, how much more progressive we are now a decade later as far as who gets playtime and who gets coverage. I mean, there's some great male artists, but it's good to see music diversifying, because looking at a list of releases in 2009, there's a lot of great ones, but a lot of them are super kind of cookie cutter as far as people making them are concerned. You can really see the kind of the art school white privilege there, and it's great to see kind of a departure from that in the modern day and age. So that's all for today. Have a good one. I'll be back next week. Don't fear. Final episode of this series, unless I really kill it and come around on this. But yeah, all right. Stay cool out there.